Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live from the Deep South. Go ahead and call a neighbor, text them, Tebow them, tweet them, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We thank God, amen, for an awesome apostle of God, amen, who saw fit, amen, to do as God told her to do and start these ministries. So we just give her, amen, a great hallelujah, thank you, praise. Glory to God. And we don't ever want to forget our pastor. We have Pastor Joseph Rouse, who's right there, her husband right there by our side, the preaching is man I know, the teaching is man I know, the praying is man that I know. So we thank God for both of them, amen, side by side. We thank God how he's using them in a mighty way, amen, to bring this ministry, amen, to you all across the nation. We thank God. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you, if you need someone to mentor you, you want a life coach, amen, or you just want some prayer, glory to God, you can contact them on Facebook. You can hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be, inbox them, and they will get back with you, glory to God, and to see what the need may be. You know, so you keep saying, well, I don't have anybody to mentor me, to show me what I need to do in the ministry. How do I need to get there, first of all, and what do I do to stay there? Amen, glory to God. The door is open. The door is open. I don't know how long the door will be open, but the door is open for you to come on in and get what you need. Glory to God. We thank God that he has an open door, so you don't have to keep saying the same old song. It's time to come on in and get in where you fit in. Glory to God. Just hit them up on Facebook and let them know that you want to become a part of this ministry. And in becoming partner, you will receive something that we call Moments in the Spirit. It's done by Minister Michelle Wilson. And we also ask for a $25 donation or more. You're not paying for the word, glory to God, but you are, you know, if you're going to be a part, then that way you need to come on in and get in, and you'll be placed on our personal prayer list where you will be prayed for. It's a two-minute clip, an awesome clip, amen, that will jumpstart your Monday, take you all the way down through Friday. You can receive it however you see fit, however you want to receive it. So you can contact Apostle on Facebook and let them know, amen, that you want to become partner. Like I said, we're asking only $25 or more. You know, if you have more, then you want to give more. Amen, because you want more from God than just $25 worth, don't you? So, amen. Whatever you want to do, always give the more. That's what I say. I don't ever give less. I always give the more. And that way, God, you know, you want God to move a mighty way in your life. You don't want him to just give you $25 back. You want him to give you the more, right? So I encourage you, amen, to come on in and be a part of this ministry. Like I said, just hit them up on Facebook and let them know that you want to become a part of this ministry. And if you move on down, on Tuesday night, we have Apostle and Pastor, One Word from the Lord, an awesome show. If you miss the show, you can go back and listen on demand. I know sometimes you said a line's full. Well, you can go back and hear it on demand also, or you can hear it on Blog Talk Radio. It comes on at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Tuesday night. So you don't want to miss it, amen. And if you can't call in and get online, you can also, you know, go on Blog Talk Radio and you can listen on the web, glory to God. And if you move on down, oh, my God, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. And if you missed that live Facebook on yesterday, you missed a treat. But you can go back, amen, on any of our pages, amen. We've shared it so you can go back and hear it. It was an awesome word. Glory to God. I mean, she walked the dog. Amen. Glory to God. When she started walking, it was hard to turn around, you know. I'm like, okay, amen. Glory to God. She kept right on walking. Glory to God. She took the dog up the street, brought it back down, and took him up again. I said, well, that's all right. Glory to God. The anointing was on her. Glory to God. You can go back and listen on Facebook. Facebook Live on my page or any of the team members' pages. Glory to God. It was an awesome show on Facebook. And she was also on Blog Talk Radio yesterday also, and it was just an awesome word. Now, I want y'all to go back and listen because it's coming up. Oh, she's going to come again. So she said in 2 weeks. She's going to pray over some water. So I want y'all to make sure. Go ahead and go out and buy your water, buy the gallons, buy the packs, however you want to get it, but have it ready. But she said in 2 weeks, amen, that's what she's going to do, because I know I'm going out and buy mine up. Glory to God, amen. And it comes on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And it was an awesome show. If you missed it, you can go on the Facebook Live on my page or any of the team pages, and you can hear it. Amen. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we'll call the Hour of Power. I am Prophetic Corner Ministries, Prophetess Martha Williams. The first 30 minutes, it comes on at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then Minister Elaine Jackson, you keep it locked right there. Amen. Just switch stations just a little bit. Amen. And Minister Lay will come on the next 30 minutes of power at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I encourage you, it's called the Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I encourage you, once you leave this show, go over and show us some love. You know, God is moving, not on one side. He's moving on every side, so don't miss the move of God. We're in a time where we need to see God move in a mighty way. You know, everybody's so hung up, you know, on, you know, the elections and different stuff. You know, we were just talking about it a few minutes ago. But you know what? Glory to God. It's okay, glory to God. Well, what God's will shall be done. Amen. Glory to God. So we just ask God, you know, that his will be done. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to be coming from chapter 9 of Matthew, and I'm going to start at the 11th verse. Amen. And I want you to go ahead. No, I'm going to start at the 10th verse, and I want you to go ahead, amen, and be getting your Bibles and turn over there. Amen. But I'm going to open us up in prayer. Amen. Glory to God. But before I open up in prayer, there's someone that had a fever. That you have a high fever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to pray, amen, that fever break right now in the name of Jesus. You've been had this fever for about 2 days. My God, my God. Well, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to that fever right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we say break right now in the name of Jesus. We say break right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. That's all I'm going to say. That fever is broke. Hallelujah. I see you. You've been had it for 2 days, but guess what? It's broke. Hallelujah. You know, it don't take God long to do that. If you believe, amen, he'll do it in amen in a minute. It don't take long for God to do it. Once it's released, it's already done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for that. Glory to God. Now we go ahead on. We're going to get into the message. I'm going to be coming from Matthew chapter 8, and I'm going to start at verse 10. But the title of this message is, Do You Need a Physician? You know, everybody say, yeah, we need a physician. But, you know, sometimes when you're sick, you don't really go to the doctor. You know, you say, well, I'm going to get better. I'm going to go again. I'm going to use this old home remedy mom used to make. I'm going to use this old home remedy daddy used to make. Glory to God. That's your physical body. But what about, amen, mentally? Glory to God. Do you need a physician? Who's a great physician? You know who he is. Shout it out. I hear you. Shout it from the treetop. Glory to God. You ain't got to be ashamed to call his name. Glory to God. Ain't no shame in the game of Jesus. Glory to God. And when people sometimes come to you, they be like, okay. Okay. If you got to say it like that, I say, his name Jesus. Don't you know him? If you don't know him, then let me help. You know him. Glory to God. Don't let people get to where they want to muzzle you down. They don't want you to say the name of Jesus. You better speak up. Glory to God. It don't care. It doesn't matter. Some say, well, you're just a Bible worm. And some of them call, I've even heard people call them Bible thumpers. I'm like, okay, I don't thump the Bible. I read the Bible. I actually open it up and read the Bible. So I don't just thump it. Glory to God. Because if I thump it, it ain't getting it. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Okay, glory to God. Don't be afraid to shout the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Don't be afraid to tell, yeah, I am a Christian. Yes, I serve the Lord. Glory to God. I gladly serve him. You know, that's what so many times is what's happening now. You know, people are afraid to say, well, I serve Jesus. Because guess why? Because they're scared old JoJo going to run. Well, that's what? If JoJo runs from the name of Jesus, then JoJo wasn't yours in the beginning. Glory to God. And the other said, you know, not me. Glory to God. He wasn't yours in the beginning. If he don't run from the name of Jesus, when you say you're going to church and you're serving the Lord and you gladly serve Jesus, if he runs, then guess what? You better let him run. Don't try to catch him because he wasn't yours in the beginning. Let's go ahead and get in the message. Glory to God. We're going to start at verse 10. And it came to pass as Jesus sat and ate and sat at meat in the household, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? Oh, my God, the tax collectors and sinners. My God, don't you know, amen, you can't pick a certain people. You know, sometimes people just want to have certain people in their circle that they eat with, certain people, amen, that they'll go and minister to, certain people, amen, that they'll do it, talk about the Bible with, glory to God. Well, you know, if you always talking to those who already know the Bible, who already living right, who already knows Jesus as Lord and Savior, who has already given their life to Christ, well, you ain't doing nothing. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, there are some that want to come up a little higher. Yes, and you can talk to them. Yes. But there are those that who don't even have a shadow of a doubt who he is. Glory to God. Jesus didn't pick no one certain person who he sat down to meet with. And it's something you can say, well, you know, we had this brothers conference, and you know, we had this brothers breakfast and this sister's breakfast, and did you invite somebody who don't know Jesus Christ? Glory to God. Did you just know a sister who need to come up a little higher? Did you invite them and take them? Well, you know, we had an awesome time at breakfast. But did anybody invite those that who don't know Jesus Christ? Did Jesus sat down with any of them, the sinners, the publicans, amen, those who didn't know him? Glory to God. So why can't we do the same thing? You know, you ought to get tired of ministering to people who already know God, and then people that already know Jesus Christ. Let me give you a little advice. Glory to God. I ain't gonna charge you nothing for this message. I approve this message. Glory to God. You know, it's time for you to move out of the way and let somebody else get to the pastor. Let somebody else get to the preacher. Let somebody else get to the apostle. Glory to God. Who really, really need them? You've been hanging on the short tail too long. You've been pulling on it too long. My God, they done taught and gave you the word. They done told you what you need to do to get your prayer needs met. They told you how to sow. They told you how to get a relationship with God. They told you how to go ahead and close yourself off and begin to pray and just seek God. They told you how to shut everything down. They told you how to shut everybody out. They done told you, they done told you, they done told you everything. Glory to God. They told you how to get your needs met when you have a need. Glory to God. I understand. I hear you. Yes, you may need prayer sometimes. Glory to God. But it comes a time when you're going to stop. Amen. Sucking milk and eat some meat. Glory to God. My God, my God. Everything they're teaching you, you're throwing it back to them. Glory to God. It's just like you don't know. My God. It's time to let somebody else in and let them grab hold to the shirt tail and let them grab hold to the hem, amen, and hang on in it and get fed the word and begin to come up a little higher. It's time for them to grab hold. Glory to God. Amen. I understand, you know, everybody go through trials, everybody go through tribulations. Yes, and if you need, yes, you need them, yes. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I understand that. I hear you. Glory to God. But you shouldn't need all the time. My God, my God. You should be in a position where you done set up on the certain, you know, ministries and certain people for so many years. Then you know, okay, well, Lord, I got this. You know what I'm saying? You should say, Lord, I got this. I know how to get my prayer needs met. I know how to get a prayer through because they taught me, glory to God. They taught me how to get along with you. They taught me, Lord God, how to cast out a devil. Hallelujah. They taught me how to let my ministry be effective. Because they taught me, glory to God, hallelujah. Well, you see, in this particular scripture right here, Jesus didn't have no certain ones that he sat down where he just sat down, glory to God. And so if we're made just a little more in the, like the angels, glory to God, if we're made in his image, then guess what?
It don't matter who we sit down with. Glory to God. Now, if you got a problem, amen, in those areas with the people that you minister with, then I advise you don't do it. Glory to God. But it ought to be a time where you want to see somebody else saved and somebody else set free. Glory to God. Instead of your foe no more, you've been riding the wagon too long. It's time to get off the wagon. Amen. Hallelujah. You're just weighing the wagon down. Get off the wagon. Glory to God. And begin to fellowship with Jesus Christ. You already know who he is. You already saved. You've already committed. Glory to God. So go ahead, amen, and get your prayer needs met by asking the Lord, our God. Yes, one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. What do you need prayer? Understand. Yes, I understand it. I got it. Yes, I do. But it's time for you to bring somebody else in. You know what I'm saying? Just come on and bring somebody else to the table and let them eat, amen, for a while. Glory to God. You can't just keep getting fuller and fuller and fuller, and you ain't doing nothing with it. Glory to God. You might as well put it in the trash and throw it out. Glory to God. What is that? Throw out the baby with the bath water. Throw it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Amen. Let's go to verse 12. But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, that they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. See, those people who don't know Jesus Christ, glory to God. They don't know him like that, glory to God, like you do, glory to God. That's why he sat down with them to eat, glory to God, and have meat with them and break bread with them. That's what you do. Sometimes you got to just sit down with other people instead of every time, every Sunday, you know, all of us, all of us going out, you know, everybody in the church going out. Well, did you invite somebody new who came in? Say, well, you know what? Let me take you out to dinner with us, glory to God. If you have a ride, sister, brother, I guess that's just too much like right, because I've seen it so many times, you know. You don't be thinking about nobody but your foe and no more. Don't you know, your foe ain't the only foe going to be in heaven, glory to God. You got to cut yourself loose and begin to help God's people out, glory to God. You got to cut yourself loose, amen, glory to God. You say, well, Lord, why am I ministry stagnated, Lord? I ain't going nowhere, I ain't going nowhere. Check yourself. Glory to God. See who you're ministering to. Glory to God. If there are people who don't know who Jesus is, and they need ministry to, when somebody come into the congregation, a new person, glory to God, you ought to take them under your wing and say, well, you know what? Come on, sister. Let me help you out. But instead, you tear them down. Well, yeah, I knew her, honey. She used to hang in the club. Glory to God. You see, he cast that stuff in the sea of forgetfulness. It ain't Jesus that bring it up. It's people that bring it up. Glory to God. So we living in a day and a time. If you want to get people saved, you're going to have to, amen, show them something, glory to God. You really going to have to do on glory to God. Yes, you can minister to them. Yes, you can pray with them. But guess what? Some point of time in the love is what it does. So you're going to have to either give them something or take them out to eat or give them some encouraging words, glory to God. Don't always throw five brimstone at them. My God, my God. You can't draw, amen, people into the body of Christ like that. Glory to God. See, Jesus was saying, hey, those people, they sick. They need me. Glory to God. They need me because they need him. Amen. They need to repent. They needed him. Glory to God. You know, if you're hurting, amen, glory to God, you'll go to the doctor. Glory to God. But if you're well, all is well, you ain't going to no doctor. Glory to God. You just have a little pain over there that you say in the foot. Glory to God. Or in the hand, you ain't going to the doctor. Glory to God. But if it's something really, really starts to bother you and you really, really start to ache, glory to God, then you're going to the doctor. Glory to God. Well, see, that's what he's saying here, glory to God. These people are sick. Amen. They don't know me, hallelujah. They don't know my name, huh? They don't know what this name will bring them, huh? They don't know, hallelujah, huh? What deliverance it'll bring to them, hallelujah. So I sat down with meat to them, hallelujah. Glory to God. He sat down and had and sat with them. You got to learn how to sit down and sup with people. Hallelujah. You may have to buy that lunch. Glory to God. You may have to. Glory to God. I hear you say you may not count for it. Glory to God. Well, sometimes you might want to buy theirs. Amen. And forget yours. And no, baby, that's all right. Let me buy yours. And I'll eat. I'll lay on. I'm full right now. But I just want to make sure that you're taken care of. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We was in a place one day. Amen. Me and another person, and and she said, you know, there was these three ladies, and they was getting ready to eat in order. And she said, well, let's pay for their food. I said, okay. I said, do you know them? You know, hey, I had to ask, boy, to God. I said, do you know them? She said, no, girl, I don't know them. It's all right, no problem. And so we just split the bill and paid the bill. We didn't even speak a word and say, you know what, God, we bought y'all food. You know, we didn't even say that. We just paid the cashier and we left. We didn't say nothing. Even if they don't ever see us again, glory to God, that's the way you're so seized up. You ain't got to let everybody know, amen, what's going on. Glory to God. You show up and you leave it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They were sitting down eating and we just went ahead and paid it and went on. Glory to God. Well, sometimes you have to do that. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. See if you can find somebody who needs ministry too. Glory to God. And minister to them. Amen. And they don't know who Jesus Christ is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on down. Amen. The 13th. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. See what I'm saying? He come to call the sinners to repentance. He didn't come, amen, you already righteous, glory to God, and you already know who Jesus is, and you know, you need to be spreading that joy. You know, spread that unspeakable joy, glory to God. You need to spread the name of Jesus Christ. You ain't always got to be, amen, every time, okay, let me call the pastor, let me call the apostle, let me call the teacher, let me call the preacher, glory to God. Let me call them. Let me call them. Let me call them up, glory to God. I need this and I need that and I need this and I need that, glory to God. Allow somebody else to come in, amen, and get something from them. Allow somebody else to come in, glory to God, so they can tell them about a man named Jesus. But he can't tell them sometimes because you're always holding on to the him, glory to God. You're about to tear off. Come on, man. Move back and let them come in because that's what Jesus did, glory to God. He didn't just walk among his disciples, glory to God. He didn't just stay right there with his disciples, glory to God. He went amongst the publicans and the sinners, the tax collectors. He was trying to straighten them out that they weren't collecting too much taxes, glory to God. They didn't know who he was, so he was trying to help them out, glory to God, to bring them into repentance. That's where we ought to be in this nation, amen, glory to God. We ought to be in a time now where we want to see everybody saved, everybody coming into the body of Christ, glory to God. Our heart ought to be souls, winning souls. I ask the Lord to let me be a wise soul winner. I don't want to chew anybody up and spit them out, glory to God. I want them all to be saved and brought into repentance, glory to God. Because we're living in some times now, hallelujah, where time ain't long, you know. Back in the old days, you know, the old folks used to say, hallelujah, time ain't long, man, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, time ain't long. So you want, amen, go ahead, amen, and get your house in order, hallelujah, and begin to go out and preach to those who need you, hallelujah, not to those who already know you. He said, oh, ye that are heavy laden, come unto me and I'll give you rest, hallelujah. Oh, my God, because they don't know who he is. It is up to you, hallelujah, to gain the strength, to gain the knowledge, to go out and compel the lost to come to Christ in the name of Jesus. Let them know about a man named Jesus who died on Calvary, who set them free, hallelujah. They don't even know some of them who their name is, hallelujah. And don't look at them all strange, hallelujah, just because they got on the ministry, hallelujah, and they passed down to their bottom, good God Almighty, hallelujah, hallelujah. They're still God's children. It don't matter, you know, some people have certain people that they will minister to in the name of Jesus. Come on now, come on, come on. Anybody, it don't matter what color, hallelujah. It don't matter your skin tone, hallelujah. It don't matter where you come from, hallelujah. You may be just coming out of prison, but good God Almighty, they're still God's children, hallelujah. It ain't for you to talk about, but it's for you to go and minister to them, so you can bring them up, hallelujah, and bring them out, hallelujah. They're no good, you know, so many times. You spend so much time, amen, talking about where people come from and what they did, glory to God, and they did this, and you know, heaven forbid, don't let them be the major man one time, glory to God. Yes, she made me mad. He made me mad. Glory to God. But understand, huh? You ought to be higher than that. You don't come up higher than that. Okay, amen. Glory to God. Yes, they amen, amen. But guess what, God? I forgive them with the love of Christ and keep it moving. And if you can pray for them, you got to pray for them, glory to God, because your prayer could stop something, amen, from happening to them. So you see, it don't matter, hallelujah. You ain't got to be in the fine, influential neighborhood. You ain't got to be, hallelujah, with the finest people, hallelujah, Hollywood Square, glory to God. Just be a servant unto God and help, hallelujah, to go out and compel those that are lost to come to Christ. Because guess what, hallelujah, there are lost souls. There are people, amen, who died every day. You know, in hell and hell, glory to God. And way out in hell, the elder preached on that thing yesterday, amen. Glory to God. My God. It is in heaven or hell. So come on, man. You don't want to see every see people going to hell. Come on, man. We gotta get in a place where we do what he's asking us to do. It ain't about us. It ain't about them folks. Amen. All the time, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I ask God to give me their heart to win the souls, glory to God. Do what, amen, what I do, and they'll watch you what you do, hallelujah. If you're always murmuring, complaining, and griping, ain't nobody gonna want to follow you, glory to God. And you always want to tell somebody else, and it's something you got that's always want to tell somebody else, spirit, ain't nobody want to follow you, glory to God. You just lost them, because they're going to look at what you do, and they're going to say, well, you know what, if she ain't doing no better than that, if he ain't doing no better than that, then I don't want the Jesus in their spirit, glory to God, because whatever you do, hallelujah, it's not only on the inside of your house, amen. You think you can do stuff on the inside, amen, hallelujah, to say, well, I'm going, but we're going, hallelujah. You think you can do stuff, amen, in your house and nobody else knows. Well, let me tell you about that thing, glory to God. When you do stuff on the inside of your house, I don't care where you are. I ain't talking about your body. I'm talking about your physical house, where you live, where you sleep at. When you do whatever it is you do, that's not like God, and it's ungodly, glory to God. And you go outside of the streets and glory to God, people will be able to tell, because that same stench, oh, good God Almighty, is on you, glory to God. If you watch something on TV that you shouldn't have watched, that same stench, it's on you when you go out in the streets. If you don't cut somebody out, hallelujah, on the phone, hallelujah, that same stench, good God Almighty, it's on you, glory to God. So don't think you're getting away with it, hallelujah. Because if you think people can't see you, glory to God, God sees you anyway. But guess what? That same stench is on you when you get ready to go out in the hedges and the highways. It's still on you. And some people can see it. Oh, my God. They'd be like, what did she do last night? What did he do last night? It's still on you. So they know how you live. They know if you're living godly. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. They know it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They know it. So that's why we need to be in that place, hallelujah, so we can get people saved, hallelujah. Let go, hallelujah, and let some others come in and grab hold to your leaders and your leadership, hallelujah. And invite your sisters out every now and then and ask them if there's something you can do for them. And ask them, amen, glory to God. And I say, don't give, amen, no more than you're willing to lose, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're going to give it, amen, and then you're going to cry and murmur and complain about it, then don't give it, glory to God. But if you give from your heart, and watch what God does, glory to God. You know, so many times people just give. Sometimes they get caught in the heat of the moment. They just, well, you know, they give it, I'm going to give. You know, if they give it, they give it from their heart. Some give from their heart. Some give just because others give, you know. And guess what? Your seed ain't going to grow. It ain't going to prosper you nothing. Hallelujah. And then you're going to worry about it. Then, oh, well, you know what? I needed them $25. I needed to pay that light bill. I needed to go and I needed to do this, and I needed to get me $25 worth of McDonald's. And, you know, come on now. Glory to God. I need to get me $25 worth of food. My God. Hallelujah. But you know what? It ain't going to prosper you nothing. My God. So don't give, amen, no more than you will. It'll lose, glory to God. And if you got to do it and talk about it like that, then guess what? You done dug up what you done planted. So it's still, you didn't prosper you nothing. Amen. Because a good sower will sow and think nothing about it. Because you know what? You'll say, well, you know what, Lord? I'm going to believe you. I'm going to believe you're going to give it that water 100-fold. I'm not going to bite my tongue, and I'm not going to even worry about it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus is the physician, and he'll heal you everywhere you're hurt. Hallelujah. You know already how to cry out, hallelujah. You already know how to, you already know, amen, how to get in that place. Amen. That place, amen, as my apostle called it. Get in that place, glory to God. Hallelujah. Get in that place where you fellowship with Jesus Christ. You already know, glory to God. So it's time for you to let go and let somebody else get in that place. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before we, amen, stop the show, I want to encourage you to give to this ministry. Amen. And watch what God will do. God will pour out so much on you, glory to God. I tell you, you know, there are these group of people, amen, and they give, amen, hallelujah. I'm not trying to make nobody give. I'm just telling it like it is. And they give. They'll ask each other, you know, did you give? Did you give yours? Did you give? They keep up with each other, amen, glory to God. It's kind of funny, but that's what they do. Have you gave? Have you sold your seed? And that's what they do. They keep up with each other, making sure that each other have given, amen, for the month. And they do. They do that, glory to God. You know why? Because they understand that seed time and harvest time. They have reaped so much from knowing that God has opened up some doors because they gave. They understand that. So I encourage you to give to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Our pastor has a page on Facebook. It's a PayPal button at the top of it. Glory to God. Or you can inbox her. Hallelujah. Don't matter. She'll tell you how to do it. Glory to God. But I encourage you to give. Amen. Don't ever stop your giving. And don't let nobody back you up from giving. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care what they say. Just don't. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God is going to do some miraculous things. Amen. And you want to be in on the ground floor, you know. Amen. If you ain't got no seed in the ground, then there ain't nothing you can say. Glory to God. But if you got seed in the ground, say, Lord, I got some seed in the ground. Glory to God. And when the church is still acting up, say, Lord, I got some seed in the ground. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to go over and listen to Mel C. Lane's show. I got to go ahead and get out of here. Glory to God. But we thank God for your listening, and we thank God for your much giving. We want you to continue to give and be blessed. But amen, hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord God. Father, I repent of every sin that I have committed in your Son Jesus' name. And if you say that, welcome to the body of Christ. You are a blood-washed believer. Get in the Bible, believe in church. Amen. For the word of God is being taught and lived each and every day. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction so we can go out of here and show Mr. Elaine some love. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And we'll see you back on next Sunday.